my ruhi sacrifice, ruhi fida, the qabarin antas, for that qabar in which you are living. The qabar in which you are living, my ruh, ruhi fida, the qabarin antasakinuhu. فيه العفاف والجود والكرم. What is نبي is there نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم فيه العفاف purity complete purity والجود generosity فيه العفاف والجود والكرم compassion. So how fortunate is not this ummat and every ummati, that we now, if we want to, we can book our tickets, get our visas, and within a few days we can be standing 7, 8, 7, 10 meters from our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that place that we stand, by the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that sand which is better than arsh, better than Kaaba Sharif, and that sand is touching the sand where we are standing, we standing on. So what is the value? Everything there has got so much of value because of attached nisbat. To understand nisbat, what we talk about, we have nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, nisbat with a certain buzur. There are many ways of understanding it. So nisbat, like for example, you go, so we came here for example, Hafiz Shakir's place. Hafiz Shakir doesn't know us, for example. So we tell Hafiz Shakir that Maulana Ahmad Chauhan is my friend. Oh, he's your friend. Now he's immediately coming. Before, when he saw us even on the screen, on the camera, he made us out, he saw us, wondering who these people are, if he didn't know us. Then he came, we rang the bell, asked who is he, we gave names, but he still don't know. He came out to meet us, who are you people? We say that we here, and Maulana Ahmad Chauhan is, now nisbat with Maulana Ahmad Chauhan, he said, oh, okay, come in. So nisbat with some buzur, nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, nisbat with Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu is a very, very great thing. And nisbat with sunnah, that a person just has some connection with sunnah, then he is valuable by Allah Ta'ala. The reality of sunnah, we can't even dream about any reality of sunnah. We just have some connection with some sunnah, some outward connection. So this is very, very great, this connection. نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. مدینہ is the envy of the heavens, that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. تیرے سب گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے. The whole world is sacrificed for you, the green dome of نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Yeah, there is a very interesting point. One alim explained to us, and it's very necessary that we know this also, in Blantyre, in Madawi. He says that when Ali Saud, the present government of Saudi Arabia, Ali Saud, when they came to power, they are humblies basically. But they have been infiltrated or influenced by Salafis. So more Salafi influence is there, etc. So in that, Jannatul Baqi, there isn't one mazar left. It's all plain covers. But there were plenty mazars. The wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, great Sahaba, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. They broke all the mazars and they want to still break everything. And the final object is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mazar in Gumbat also. So when they finish Jannatul Baqi, then they now wanted to break the mazar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they realized that the whole ummat, which Hazrat is writing here, there is sabz gumbat pe alam fida hai, the world is. So they say, we can't do it, we'll get problems for the whole ummat. So we must first convince the ummat also. So for that, they send the ulama to different countries. They came to Dioban also. And they said that, see, and it's a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. And Sahih Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, they don't build any tomb on any grave. It's a riwayat of Bukhari Sharif. So they said, all the other tombs we broke it down. Now we want to break this tomb also. But till we don't get the consensus and support of the whole ummah, and the ummah is controlled by the ulama. The ulama in religious matters, till they don't give us permission. In that, they started one of the points of the Salafis to break the mazars. The Jannatul Baqi had a lot of mazars. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's kabar, the Azwaji Mutahharat, many. Today we can't even think of it, it's one plane, they broke it off. So now came the time they wanted to break the mazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And still today it is in them, they want to break the mazar of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they realized that there will be a big, big hangama in the whole world. So they wanted to get the canvas and get the opinion and get all to agree, the whole ummah. And for that the ulama, in religious matters the ulama, if they can get them to think like this, then they can also agree. So they went to Dioban also. And they explained to the ulama of Dioban that this is it, and it's Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, that don't build, don't put a building on a qabr. So it's Bukhari, a Sahih riwayat. So, and now we want to break it, but the ummah will, there will be a very, very big uproar in the ummah. So if we, you people also support us. So they told, this is not only our matter, let us get the ulama of India together. And so stay here 1 week, in which time, not easy in those days to get the ulama. So in a week's time the ulama, 70 great ulama came. When they came, then they spoke in the meeting now. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah this time, so maybe in the 40s or somewhere there. So they came and they explained, this is what we want to do. So all the ulama heard, and now one side is Bukhari Sharif's riwayat, they don't build any building on a qabr, which is sahih, mustn't be done. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's call. And yet the mazar is built, we're going to break it, and the whole ummah's connection with Rauza Mubarak. So Allah Akbar, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah, he spoke, he say, ab inshirah ho gaya, and now my heart is open. So they all thought the whole majma that it should be broken. But what he said, inshirah ho gaya, that now this masala, this matter of building the tomb, that has opened on me. What is the masala? He said that the hadith says that don't build a building, a tomb on a qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not a qabr was there and then the building was built. He was buried in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So that was present there already. So he, it wasn't built on his qabr, he was buried in the room. So then he sorted the whole thing, got sorted out. And now over 80 years they haven't got a jawab for that. But the niyat is still very bad niyat they have got. Because na'udhu billah, they believe that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not alive in his qabr. And that is also quite sad, that how they can come to such a conclusion when they were, how many times extension of the Haramain, especially Medina Sharif's Haram, the Baqi, they made it bigger, they found so many qabrs intact of Sahaba till today. When they saw it with their eyes, it was in their newspapers. When an ummati can be like that, then the Nabi. But anyway, so this is what they... That same alim explained this very good point also, that this call of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, yak zamana ba sohbat awliya behtar sat sala ta'at biriya, a little while in the company of Ahlullah, the pious, the righteous, is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. Not ordinary, ikhlas ibadat. And Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi once, walking with Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi to his house from the Khanqa, he asked him, Hazrat, this poem here that the poet has written, that little while in the company of Ahlullah,
is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. So Maulana said, it seems that you have got, you think the poet has exaggerated. Where is little one and where is 100 years of ikhlas ibadat, maqbool ibadat. So he said, yeah, that is the doubt that I have. And the back people can hear? If you can't hear, say, then we'll use the mic, eh? Till we don't need the mic, we don't have to use it. So, then, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, actually it has been, no, it's not exaggerated, it is understated. He should have said, Yak zamana ba sohbate awliya, behtar as lak sala ta'ad beriya. Little while in the company of the Ahlullah is better than 100,000, not 100 years, 100,000 years. And many ulama have given different explanations. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's explanation is that this little while in the company of Ahlullah, the effect of it is that that person won't get misguided. And his khatima will come on iman. Whereas on the other hand, whole lifetime ibadat you can make, service of deen in the form of Darul Uloom, Madrasa, Khanqa, everything you can do. But if you did not have company of Ahlullah, there is always the fear that you can go astray. And your khatima will not be on iman. And this year is also something that we have to be concerned about. We can't just take for granted. Nobody gave us guarantee our mort is going to come on iman. Nobody knows how. And this fear, a person, inshallah, whose mort is going to come on iman, will always have this fear. And a person who hasn't got the fear and feels, well, I don't have to worry, I'm all right, that person is in a very dangerous position. When Allah Ta'ala had chased out Shaitan from his court, Allah Ta'ala chased him out, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا, that you get out from here. Then Jibreel alayhi salam and Mikael alayhi salam, they saham ke, they just got like dumbfounded. At that time there were no watches, there were no calendars, you can see for how long this happened. And ulama write, it may be thousands of years, millions of years, they were just like got frightened that what happened here now? That why? We today, we know Shaitan Mardud, so for us, like we're looking from past the incident, that he had to be chased down. But they, looking at that time when they knew him, and Shaitan, he's a jinn, he's not a farishta, but because of his so great ibadat, he was always with the farishta. He lived with the farishta. Just like, for example, yes, sometimes some person, so much with the ulama, somebody didn't know, they say he's also like an ali. Wherever the ulama, he's also included with them. But actually he's not an ali. Shaitan was a jinn, but he was so, because of his ibadat and piety and knowledge, he was with the farishtas. And his name also on the scale of the farishta scale, like Israfil, Mikael, his name Azazil, he would like, in the same category he was. And they knew him that what a buzurg he was. So much ibadah. There isn't a span of earth anywhere where he didn't make sajda. And he was such an alim of the shariats of all the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the juziyat, the fine print, that also he was aware of. So they knew him to be a very big, and he has been thrown out from the court of Allah. It can happen to us, they thought. He's like just one of us, and he has been thrown out. So Allah Ta'ala then told them, Kunu hakadha, have this fear all the time. Don't become without worry that, you know, there is no doubt. Allah's mercy is very great, and we never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. When we look at the mercy of Allah, then alhamdulillah, that inshallah our mort will come on iman. But when the little bit you look on yourself, what my condition, my gunas, what I have done, and Allah can take us to task for any one guna. Shaitan, his one guna, kibar, which was hidden in his heart, pride. He had this pride in him. And this pride is a killer disease. The one of the main efforts in the Hanukkah is to kill the pride in a person, annihilate the pride which a person has got. That has to come out. So we don't know what disease. And if you look at it outwardly, then Shaitan didn't make one sajda and he was thrown out. How many sajdas we not making? But we still quite comfortable, I'm all right. And Shaitan, after making so much of his sajdas and ibadat, one sajda he didn't make. But that's from the actual main cause was that pride within himself. And pride is a killer disease. And how many of us are sitting with a time bomb ourselves? The Ahmad Barakatuh says, which is in the heart. And when does it explode, this bomb which is there? It's on a time switch. Or the timer has been put on, you don't know when it will, when the time will get finished, it will explode. How many houses that when it exploded, husband gave 3 talaqs one time. And now they tried endlessly to try and patch up again, and they want to make a good with one another, but the bomb exploded, and that person blurted out 3 talaqs. How many times? Then the person pulled the trigger on the gun in that anger of his. And the person is dead. Now you can't make the person come back to life again. So this, if the time bomb is in your heart of anger and the time expires, in which way it will come out? So shaitans came out when he had to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He refused that I'm not going to make, I'm better than him. And a khayru minhu. So therefore this is very, very a person. So company of the Ahlullah, that is a thing that inshaAllah, that is why now a person might question, but how come, what is it? So if you want to question, you must question also, why has magnet got the quality of pulling iron to itself? Allah put that. And why Allah put it? Allah knows. So as Allah put that effect in there, or like the effect which we know, somebody comes in now, and you smile with him, he's feeling nice, comfortable. He came in and you frowned and pulled your face and you looked away. There is an effect and that is going. He might be 10 meters away, but he saw you smiling, or you just made a little gesture, come, sit down. Now how nice he feels. And you just frowned a bit. So everything has got an effect. So the effect of Ahlullah, that Allah has made it, Allah put that effect. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has written an incident, one person, guna only, guna, full guna in his life, no goodness. And this is also a great consolence for us, that Allah Ta'ala looks for an excuse to make maaf, not for an excuse to punish. Allah looks for an excuse to make maaf. So, you know, he only guna, so Allah said, Allah knows everything, but Allah wants to make it known. So Allah said, see if he's got any good deed, nothing. One good deed, what Allah was referring to, is he had got any alim as a friend. And by alim is meant here, alim e Rabbani, Allah wala. That is meant here, alim e haq, alim e Rabbani. So they said, no, he never had any connection. Did he ever see an alim e Rabbani? No. Did the alim ever see him? No. Did he ever sit in an alim's bayan? No. Nothing. No contact whatsoever. Then Allah said, okay, check. Has he got a friend whose friend was an alim? So you see, yeah, that there is. Okay. Just on that. So this nisbat and ta'alluq with ulama, haq rabbaniyin, even if not directly, even indirectly, it will help. It will help. In this world also it helps. Akhirat also it will help tremendously. So that is one other point that he had explained to us. So Maulana rendered this poem, Fida tujhpar e khak e shahre Madina. So we are just busy translating it. Tere sabz gumbat pe alam fida hai. We had come to that. Falak jaise chume zameen e Madina. It is as though the heavens are kissing the ground of Madina. With that enjoyment that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. In that we had explained that at this moment, Hadrat Sa'ad's poem, that Medina is even more superior than Jannat at this moment. And our aqeedah, Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, the Jannat is in existence at this moment. Mm. Allah has created it, it is in existence. But Madina Sharif is even more superior than Jannah. Because Jannat hasn't got Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the sand touching the coffin of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Alaihi has written, is more superior than Kaaba Sharif also. More superior than the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala also. And then that poem which we usually recite, Ya khayra man dufinat bil qa'i'a azumuhu. Oh, you who are the best, who are buried in that sand which we respect. Like Hazrat Ye, Mubarak tujhe, fida tujh par e khaak shahre Madina. What is the love of Hazrat for Madina Sharif? That all the other things are on the place, the religious, spiritual things. But the sand of Madina, I'm sacrificed, my life is sacrificed for you. Oh, the sand of Madina Sharif. So, Ya khayra man dufinat bil qai a'adhumuhu. Fataba min tibihinna al-qa'u wal-akamu. From that sand, the other sand, qa' and akam, are different types of sands. They also became taba, became very blessed and honorable and pure by touching that sand which is touching the body of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ruh al fida li qabrin anta sakinuhu. My ruh I sacrifice, and main is ruh, not the body, the ruh. I sacrifice my ruh for this qabr in which you are resident, in which you are staying. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكن فيه العفاف والجود والكرم. There is purity in this qabr. فيه العفاف والجود and generosity in this qabr. والكرم and compassion. And how many incidents there are. A person came to Rawdah Mubarak and he sat in one corner and he said to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm hungry, I haven't got food. Within seconds somebody came and said, come home, let me. And he told him, please, in future don't give Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taklif. If you need something, you come there by me. You don't give Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taklif. So everything there, what happens is from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah knows best, but like sometimes that we are, when we don't, we're not allowed to stand by the qabr also. There it's a different nizam that is carrying on. In fact, some buzurgs who got kashf, they say people who go without beards and make salam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam turns his face from them. Allah knows, Allah make fazal karam with us all. So when they are just pushing the people away, that we don't know what those isara that they are just push. Allah make fazal on all of us. Tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai. Oh, the city of Medina, everything of yours is a sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us, we speak and we realize that in Medina Park, the sukoon, the tranquility compared to Makkah Sharif. Yes, lot of. That's all the sign of the effects of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's presence there. How Medina is always quiet, serenity, peace a person finds in there. These are all, everything is a sign of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fida tujpe mekha ke shahre Medina. Oh Medina, I am sacrificed for you. I give my life for you. Wahad ke ye daman me khoon shahida. And in the, we go for ziyarat to Ahad. Now that also they have stopped it. Now many people don't go also anymore. Before it was a regular feature to go. And they've closed it all up also. Anyway, in the lap of the Mount of Ahad, where the Shuhada buried 70 shaheeds, who became shaheed in one day. And that's also in another poem, Hazrat has written it very beautifully, that Allah, the love of Allah, Allah wrote it with the ink of the blood of the Sahaba, that they gave their lives for Nabi Karim, so for Deen, for Islam. How they loved Deen and Islam, in one day, 70 great, great Sahaba, they gave their lives. So they wrote the history of Islam in that process, that how much we will sacrifice, so that we take a lesson from history. History is not taught to know dates and places. If a person teaches history like that, he lost the object of his. And usually what in exam question in history, when did this battle take place, where did this battle, that's not the object of history. History is to take lessons of the past. Where they made good, right decisions, we learn from there. Where they made wrong decisions, we learn from there. To take that lesson, that is important in history. So, the history of the blood of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, not when did they die, how many died, where are they buried, but to take this lesson that how they sacrificed their lives for Islam. Sabak de raha hai wafa hai Madina. It's giving us a lesson, resounding lesson all the time, that how the Sahaba, all who were in Medina Sharif, how they were loyal to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how they were loyal to the deen of Islam. The battle of Khandaq, where five namazes of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became qaza also. That how they sacrificed, how hungry they were, no food. And when the Sahaba showed that they had one stone stir fastened to their stomach, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed he had two stones fastened to his stomach. How loyal they were to Islam. Today we can't keep one beard also. We are shy to dress like Muslims. Well, we are just at any time ready to take off our topi. Where is our loyalty? How loyal weren't they? Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. And there is a clear sign of the greatness of Islam. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ki qadmo se khaake Madina. The sand of Medina should remind us. When we walk there, that the Sahaba walked in this place yet. We should be reminded about this. And how they were, they showed their loyalty to Islam and to the sacrifice for Islam. Their loyalty to Islam, we should be taking lesson of that all the time. Wafadariyo pe Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ke akhtar, on these loyalties of the Sahaba, how faithful, how loyal they were. He tariq roshan ye shahre Medina. This Medina of the city of Medina is a bright city giving evidence of how the Sahaba sacrificed, were loyal and faithful to Islam. So, one of the lessons that we should learn from going to Medina Sharif is this loyalty to Islam. If we bring outwardly, the most that we should really be bringing from Medina Sharif is the khajur of Medina Sharif. Mm. But even if we don't bring Medina Sharif's khajur, no problem. But bring sunnats in our life. If we come back with one sunnah and we can distribute, that is teach the people that sunnah. They ask, you went to Medina Sharif, your children will come, grandchildren, Abba, Dada, Nana, what you brought for us from Medina? I brought the sunnah from Medina. Sunnah of Miswak. Whichever sunnah it can be, I brought the sunnah for you. And we teach them that. Or we bring from Medina Sharif the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to express that love, Durood Sharif. That we must read, Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif is a capsule in which there is different medicines filled. And very high milligram medicine. One Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf. In that he caught the hand of one tabi'. And he told him that, must I explain to you how we should be thankful to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he taught him durood e Ibrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadu wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid Allahumma barik. And then he told them in this durood which we are sending, just the thing that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded us to read durood. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And I don't recall any sigha, any words of durood in which we say that sallaytu ala nabi, that I have sent durood on nabi, or usalli ala nabi, that I am busy sending durud. Allah told us to read durud, and we should be reading. So we should say, Sallaytu ala nabi, usalli ala nabi. But every siga has got, Allahumma salli. Sallallahu. That Allah told us, we in return, we telling Allah, you send durud. And this has been taught to us by Allah through Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the sighas of Durood Sharif. Why? Because we didn't have that mouth, we haven't got that brains, we haven't got that heart, that we could send Durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Many times, like, we want to pass a vote of thanks, and sometimes you use words where actually you're insulting the person. You don't realize you, or you're introducing a person. And you think I'm praising him, but because of our lack of knowledge, how many times we are actually insulting the person. So if we had to send durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our iman was at stake. We perhaps would have said such things of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that our iman should be at stake. So Allah has been so kind that Allah Ta'ala said, you tell me, I will send on you. And I'll write it in your account that you sent. Allah Akbar. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala arhamur rahimeen. How merciful, how lovable, how loving is not Allah Ta'ala? That He told us to send, we are taught now, Allah, you send. And to understand our type of durood, once when there were droughts in Baghdad, Harun al-Rashid was the king, a villager living at a travel distance of 6 months from Baghdad, he got news that the king is, there isn't water. And also, by the way, we shouldn't be so impressed with this technology and today how news is given in the world. There is nothing new of today. At that time also all the news was in the whole world. There was no internet, there was no TV, there was no radio, telephone. But the news they should get of the whole world. They knew exactly what's happening where. So this person in a village, 6 months journey. But he also got the news there are droughts in Baghdad. So anyway, he packed up his donkey, camel, with two matkas, earthenware pots. Those big earthenware. And he filled water from his village, pure, clean water. 6 months journey to come to Baghdad. What's the condition of that water? Yeah, overnight the water stays in the glass. There's 6 months in that earthen pot. When he came, but the king was a king. That is what you call a king. His heart was big and spacious. He didn't look at the condition of the water. He looked at his sentiments. That for me, he took a 6 months journey and brought these two pots of water for me. So he appreciated that. From there we should also learn that with our wives also, our hearts should be big. We say we are the man in the house, so you are the man. So your shoulders are supposed to be broad. Broad shoulders, you tolerate your wife. Whatever, don't take her to task for every small thing. Tolerate her. Hazrat Damat Barakatum says that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha should make naz with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is niyaz and one is naz. Niyaz is that you are humble, you beg, you cry. And naz is like for example, if you just have to think that a man marries a woman in our Islamic way of life. The man gives her the house. She doesn't work actually, she just stays in the house. She will do the cooking and cleaning the house, whatever. But the man provides everything for her. Her food, the electricity, the phone bill, light bill, her clothing, everything. But how she bosses him. Actually the man must boss her. He is doing everything for her. But how she shouts the man on every small thing, everything she shouts him, she controls him. Like this president of France, what was his name? The one?
Jacuzzi.
When he brought the law of no hijab for women. But when he went to India, he's got no children. He hasn't got children. When he went to India, now there's babas who sit by the road. And they give wazifas and they make dua for the people. This be that is Bareilly that time they said. So there were, and some of them are famous for various things. This one was famous that he gives you wazifa dua, you can get children. So they wanted to go there for him to make dua. So he said, you can't come without hijab. You can't come without hijab. So he said, we won't go. So she said, I want children. I will go. I will put hijab. And these were now president of France. So the TV crew, all the media were with them. It came in all the newspapers of India that he bans hijab there. Yeah, he makes his wife wear hijab. So Allah, how Allah Ta'ala works. So anyway, what were we?
The water.
So he came with that what? So
naz
and niyaz. So the wife, she has the right to make naz with her husband. She talks to you like a tolerator. It's her haq. She has. Don't rule her with the iron fist. That why are you speaking to me like this and why? No, allow her that. And this is sabit from sunnah. Hadrat said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hadrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, oh Aisha, I know exactly when you are happy with me and when you are upset with me. I asked, how come? He said, when you are happy with me, and you say, Bi Rabbi Muhammad. And when you are upset with me, you say, Bi Rabbi Ibrahim. Then you don't want to take my name also. So imagine. Huzur said, I tolerate it. He didn't say, no, it's not allowed, you can't do this. So you must allow the wife. Yeah. And where else is she? She can't go and show that with anyone else.
Yeah.
She can only show it with you. So keep your shoulders broad. Allow her this year. So anyway, so he came, the king appreciated and made him stay in the royal palace, Shahi Mehman Khana. After he stayed, now when he was going, he gave him a lot of presents also in appreciation, and he told one of his ministers, see him off. But as you see him off, take him, mushayyat, which is called, to walk with your guest. And there is also something very, very great. On two occasions particularly which come to mind, I remember, one was when I finished my studies in Deoband, I went to Jalalabad to meet Hadraji Rahmatullah Ali, when I must see Allah Sahab, duas, etc. So I went, and as a student, small boy, Hadraji met what muhabbat and everything. Then when I was leaving, Hadraji started walking with me outside, till the bus stand. What we say, pani pani ho gaya. We know what we are, absolutely nothing. But they walk. Then I told Hadraji over and over, Hadraji, aram parma, after shrif rakhay. No, he won't. And then he told me, it comes in the hadith, with your guest, if from your door you walk him 7 steps, 7 doors of Jahannam are closed for you. And you walk him 8 steps, 8 doors of Jannat open for you. So this is this mushayyat, to walk with that person. Once when Mufti Rafi Usmani came in Azadville, he was by anyway one person's house. Yeah. So met Mufti Saab, spoke everything. When we were leaving, we came by car, myself and Maulana Abbas Subair Ali. So we sat in the car. It was outside, and we drove. And I noticed, till the car was not out of sight, Mufti Saab stood there and he looked at them. Now, where is Mufti Rafi Saab? We are what? We are not even small fries. But see the adab, akhlaq that we have to learn from such people. So anyway, so the king said, walk him. Make do mushayyat. And on the way, show him our rivers. The Euphrates, Dajla. These rivers, which are rivers of Jannat, which Allah has sent in this world. The Nile is a river of Jannat which Allah has sent in this world. So you let him see what water, then he'll understand that what water we got and what water he brought. So like that, our durood is like that Matka water. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, king of kings, his heart is so big, he accepts all that. And Allahu Akbar. Whoever sends durood now, while in our majlis here we are sending, everyone's durood the malaika are taking. Famous instance of our Manana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali sitting outside the haram, and he says, I'm looking at the flights coming. The doctor asks, what flights are coming? All the duroods which are being sent from the world, they are all coming there. So the durood, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is replying. And the durood is taken with the person's name and with his mother's name. Our Shaykh Jazawmullah Khair, he said, how much Allah has covered up our gunas. That your child, maybe not your child, but he's definitely the mother's child. There is a possibility that he's not your child. So not the father's name is used, so that if there mustn't come out that, no, he's not his child. The mother's name is used so there can be no, covered up all. How Allah covered up our faults. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. So his name is taken to gain, the salam is presented. At Haram Sharif, and ulama have written the whole of the Haram is regarded close to the Rauza-e. From wherever in the Haram you read durood, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hears it personally, and he gives jawab personally. So, Allah comes in the Hadith Sharif. Man salla alayya salatan wahidatan. A person who sends one durood on me, sallallahu alayhi biha asharatan, or kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah in return sends 10 duroods on that person. Our durood, how filthy, how dirty mouth, but in return, Allah subhan, who is pure, Allah sends 10 duroods on you. How lot of benefit. So, durood sharif, so Allah said, you send durood, we told Allah, you send durood. And this meaning of this durood, that sahabi taught the tabi radiyallahu anhum, that durood is saying, jazakallah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa, or the favors of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can ever enumerate and think, when Allah ta'ala hadith qudsi, lawlaka lama khalaqtul khalq, had it not been for you, I should not create the creation. Our existence, everything of ours is in the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever. And we can't tell one jazakallah. If a person was hospitalized, 6 months in hospital, no earning, he lost his job, his rent is gone up for 6 months, water and lights accounts are gone up, all little bit money here there was finished, no food, no bread and butter he can put on the table for the children, nothing. And he's got arrears, rents, water, lights, everything. And somebody comes and puts 100,000 rand in his hand, go sort yourself out. Whole life he'll sing the praises of that person. Whole life he'll tell his children, this man, whatever, his ihsan on us is so great. Never ever forget it. That is so. But the ihsan of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is billions and billions and billions of time more. Yeah, we will tell, make you appreciate, tell your children, when your children are born, you must tell them, this family, yeah, this man was very good to us. And for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not even one durood. Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came once, he was in a madrasa, and what a thing he said. So, although it's so simple, but what a thing he said. He said, what is Islah? We all talk of Islah. He said, we're not reading Yasin every day. Read Yasin, this is Islah. We're not reading Durood Sharif, not even 10 times, not even one. Read 10 times a day Durood, this is Islah. We're not reading Quran Sharif. Read Qatar Supara, read one ruku, two rukus, this is Islah. We're not doing what we have to do. And yet we're thinking that I'm a very good Muslim, but the very basic stuff. And really, these, what ma'amulat, mashayikh give, which are so simple and so easy. If we maintain them, our iman, Islam will be maintained. The power to save ourselves from guna, to understand dini matters. Today we are getting carried away with things because we haven't got a protection. These things are our protection. Any small thing, some radio station, some TV station, we're all just getting carried away because we're not doing these basic things. If we do these basic things, our thinking will be right. Durood Sharif, connection with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Quran Sharif, connection with Allah Ta'ala. There is no greater wazifa than Quran Sharif. But really, if we have to think each one, how much Quran Sharif we read. Even the Hafiz, which is famous, in Ramzan he reads. During the year he doesn't read. Illa mashaAllah. But otherwise, generally, even the Hafiz, if he's not reading Quran Sharif, then who is? Also another very, very important point here is that the fazilat of becoming Hafiz, Alim, Alima, anything, is not on the ilm alone. We also, we make mistakes when such jalsas take place. We say the father, the condition that comes in that hadith, we don't take notice of that condition. It's sort of, we are oblivious to it. Mm-hmm. It comes there, وَيُحِلُّ حَلَالُهُ وَيُحَرِّمُ حَرَامُهُ وَيَقُومُ بِهِ. But when we're explaining in the bayan also, that we don't talk about. Then we say the father will be given a garment, such beautiful crown will be put, the child, whatever, all the fazilat we have, but it is all conditional. It is not unconditional. Mm. Just becoming a hafiz or becoming an alim, and if there is no amal, in fact it comes also clear in the hadith sharif, Al-Qur'anu hujjatul laka aw alayka, that it's a proof for you or against you. For how many qaris it comes, that the recitation doesn't go beyond their throats. There's no acceptance. Though they are qaris also. So all this is what amal, that is. So if the ustad, and we praise, mashallah, this ustad made 200 hafiz. Whole life he was making hafiz. But if he did not have it in his heart, that the student must practice also. And he did not make an result is in Allah's hand. Mm. But he did not have in him that my students, we're running Darul Uloom, we're running Hifz class, we're doing the, and that my students must practice on deen also. Mm. The five times namaz at least. Their dressing at least appear, a beard at least of the hafiz. Few things at least we don't have, we whole life, he became hafiz 3 years he took. He stayed another 2 years and did door bars. And we never told him about his beard. We never told him about his clothing. We only worried about he must know his sabak. He must know his sabak properly. Mm. Then, but more, his makharij, tajweed, that must be perfect. We worried about, we were not worried. Allahu Akbar. When I was in Germiston, I was telling you. When I was in Germiston, teaching Hifz class, and Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came. So he tested the students, it was at the mezzanine level at the back. Mm. After finished, then we walked down the stairs and we were going out of the Musalla. Hadrat was on my right side, I was on his left side. So then I said, Hadrat, dua for my Allah in bachcho ko hafiz banaye. Hadrat put his left hand on my right shoulder, turned me towards him, lot of ihtimam, he stopped. He faced me properly, close to one another. And with his hand on my shoulder, he told me, Mali sahab, hafiz banna faraz nahi hai. Nek banna faraz hai. To become a hafiz, nurun ala nur. It's matlub, mashallah, maqsood, that we must have hufaz. But that is not faraz ayn. And for everyone, faraz ayn is to become nek. To be obedient to Allah, have a deeny life. That is what is required. So many of us, we don't see to this. And we think that the fazilat, we running hafiz class for so long. Today almost, inshallah, throughout the world, almost every masjid has got a hifz class also. But if we're not paying attention to this aspect, then we're not going to get from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's help is not with the knowledge of deen, it is with deen. فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ not فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الْعِلْمِ. Today any alim I want to get married, they all say we're looking for some alim, if an alim comes. Alim looks for an alima, but the hadith didn't say look for alim and alima. See a person who got deen. Hadrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and anyone should make mashura with him about proposal for the daughter, for the girl. He says, dekho ki unki tabiat mein burdubari, tolerance, patience, kindness. He say that, he say, we didn't make our daughter big 17, 18, 20 years to give her to a butcher, or to make her a boxing bag. And today, lot of complaints are coming of young ulama also, uncontrollable, violent temper they have got. So that poor girl, what is she going through? She wasn't mad. And Muhammad Siyullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, Allahu Akbar, that woman is the weaker sex. But she makes such a sacrifice which the stronger sex also does not make. The minute somebody come and tell her that this boy has proposed and that, what do you say, you agree? If you say, I accept. Just in that one word of hers, where she was born in her parents' house, the protection of her father for 18, 20 years, the love of her mother, How she played with her brothers, sisters, joking, fighting, everything they... That 18, 20 years with that one word, like a cloth of silk, she's pulling herself out from thorns.
Mm-hmm.
All that she's sacrificing. And now she's giving herself everything over. Now my parents are second, you are first, my husband. Mm-hmm. Her whole izzat she gives to her husband. And if we don't appreciate that, what is the value of that? And our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatuh explained, many of us we realize when our daughter comes of age, now we are worried. But how we treated our wife? Mm-hmm. She's also somebody's daughter. Mm-hmm. So this is also a very important aspect which we are generally, and it's not spoken about generally. How a husband must treat the wife, this is generally not spoken about. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatuh says when Hazrat was in... before coming to Gulshan Iqbal, Nazimabad, when he was there, argument of husband wife came, and from Isha they said till Fajr, till 12 o'clock at night. The man wanted to divorce his wife for no reason, just because he was now in love with a 17 year old young girl and he wanted to marry her, just because of that, and a rich man. Allama Khalid Mahmud Sahib Rahmat Ahmad Barakatum was in UK. He says when a man hasn't got an excuse, but now he has to make excuse, he has to say something. So he says, for example, why he wants to divorce his wife? Because jab wo roti banati hai, to hilti hai. She's moving. Now if she's making roti, she has to move like that. How she's going to make roti without? Now such an excuse, any stupid excuse that we're not compatible now. Or that stupid excuses a person makes. But there is a hidden agenda. He's got something else up. So anyway, six children. And he was adamant. And Hazrat explained so much. Till 12 o'clock, he divorced her. Now where is she going? At such an age, usually with six children, her parents are. And even where she's going with six children to her old parents now. Her brothers, her sisters, where must she go? She looked up to Allah Ta'ala. And then he got married. 6 months he stayed, and then he got so sick he was paid with her. And she didn't come to now his urine and number two and clean him and make his istinja. She didn't come for that. She came for fun. And now in that she left and she went away. And then he died like that. Another 2 years he stayed like that on the bed. And then in that urine and stool and in that condition, poor man passed away. So our woman, it's very, very important also. So also, we were talking on Durood Sharif. Maulana Bayezid Pandor, Rahmatullah Ali, Khalifa of Maulana Madani, Rahmatullah Ali, said one very, very fascinating point. He said that namaz, Allah Ta'ala Himself has said in the Quran Sharif, Aqimi Salata Di Dhikri. Not perform namaz, perfect your namaz. Make it perfectly straight. That is also important. It's not enough just to make namaz, but that we should perfect her. That is the command. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ came one time. Maybe other place, if somebody can remember, if it has come anywhere, that we must make namaz. That everywhere the command is come, أَقِيمِ الصَّلَىٰ أَقِيمُ الصَّلَىٰ, which means perfect your namaz. Not only just make your namaz. Now Ustad Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was very particular. He say, we made Fajr today. But did we try and perfect it? Or we just went there behind the Imam, Allahu Akbar, finished whole namaz, we don't know where we were. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, then we realized, oh, I'm still in the masjid yet. Before that so that was not Allah's command that you must make namaz. Allah's command is to perfect your namaz. And for perfection of namaz, there are more things, but three very, very fundamental, and we'll benefit tremendously if we just think about these three things. One is whenever we make namaz and we make the niyat of namaz, then make this also keep in mind, imano wa ihtisaba, that I'm making my namaz and understanding it's Allah's hukam on me, and I'm fulfilling the command of Allah. Mufti Abdullah Fulpuri rahmatullah Ali was here. He said, Fuqaha have written, if a person doesn't realize, it's not in his mind, that I'm fulfilling the command of Allah, your namaz is not made. You have to realize that it's Allah's command and I'm fulfilling Allah's command. Maulana Ahmad Lahori rahmatullahi those years, he said the vast majority of people make their namaz but they don't even think it's Allah's command. I'm fulfilling Allah's command. I'm fulfilling my duty. So iman, that when we make namaz, and just use those words and you'll get trained and it will come in, your everything will come in there. So iman wa ihtisaba. Ihtisaba, therefore Allah will reward me. Allah will be happy with me. Then see the quality of namaz, what it will become. That I'm making my namaz, it's Allah's command I'm making it, and that Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with me. The other is, one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, idhni wa awjiz. Give me waaz, bayan, lecture, but make it short. Sahaba were very clean. What was in their heart, they hid on their tongue. We don't say, Maulana, no, you can still carry on. But in our heart, doesn't Maulana realize now how long he's carrying on? No, they wish to say it clearly, exactly as it is. They were today too much nifaq we got. Everything, how we meet one another, oh, we're embracing, but in the heart, daggers in the heart. But Sahaba radiallahu, if they didn't like somebody, they'll tell him. And they give reason why. You're doing this, you're doing that. In fact, my ustad, Hafiz Sallallahu Sahib rahmatullahi, says, when they were in India, that mizaj was still there. That the people didn't feel bad. They were clean of heart. And what was in their heart, they spoke. So he explained, one person, somebody told him to lucha ma lucha. You are the worst. He didn't feel, why? He said, to chillo awe namaz ma ne pillo jai namaz. So they should tell one another openly, you doing wrong here. And they should accept it. Today you can't even think of saying those. The poor ulama also have to be so careful in their choice of words. Otherwise, in their choice of qiraat, one place the imam read, idha ja'aka al-munafiqun. One musalli took off, he said, you're saying I'm a munafiq. Because they had some little dispute carrying on. So he says, now you're telling me I'm munafiq. So even the poor imam, in his choice of qiraat also, he has to be careful. Choice of words, he has to be careful. But they were not like that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, Maulana Abrarul Haqsab rahmatullah, he said, no second kawaz. It's a lecture bayan of 9 seconds. But such 9 seconds still today, the ulama haven't completed the explanation of it. So much they have written, so much they have spoken upon it, but that is kalam-e mu'jiz. And kalam, the karamat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jami'a kalam, concise. Few words, lot of meaning, full of meaning. So the first Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتِكَ فَصَلِّ صَلَاتِ مُوَدَّعِينَ. Whenever you make a namaz, make it, this is my last namaz of my life. And yeah, we shouldn't be frightened to think that if I think like that, many people think if I think of maut, maut will come. No, maut cannot come before its time and not later. On its time only it will. But you can imagine that if you think this is my last namaz, how much concentration, devotion, humility, humbleness, how is it called? And your next namaz again you think, now it has come to that level. Now again you think my last namaz. Again, how much? So in not a few days, in a few namazes, your namaz will go from 0 to 100. The quality of namaz. So those are two things. The third thing is, when we make salam, make a niyat of the farishtas. Kiram and katibin, yeah. And the first niyat to make is of the farishtas. If we're making with jamaat namaz, there are four niyats we should make when making salam. The farishtas, all the people on the right, the left, the imam, which side he is, and if he's directly, both sides, and jinnat also. There are jinnat also, and you don't have to get frightened for jinnat that they are there. No big problem, jinnat are nothing, they are there, it's just a... So then, but anyway, if you make niyat of the farishtas, then there are two great benefits that will come. One is that, see, our system of this world, cause and effect. You eat food, your stomach gets full. You fill petrol in your car moves. All this zahiri we see. You do something, you work the whole month, you get your salary. You buy your groceries, you buy your things, all this. This is one system which is working, which we can see with our eyes. Then above this, there is another system. The system of ghaib. Allah's system which is working, system of the farishtas, and Allah alone knows what makhlukat He has got. It's not only farishtas and jinnat and insan. Allah has got so many other makhlukat, that whole system of Allah which is working. So by making intention of the farishtas who are in ghaib, that whole system will be in our eyes now. Then a person won't subject himself to the small weak system of dunya, of cause and effect. But the real system which is above this, that system overrides the system. There, like we have something, you override it, you got everything in order, but you press that button, it overrides everything. That whole system overrides the system. So if we make that, we have that. The other is our iman will come on alam al-ghayb. Today our whole life, good people, we pious people, but our concentration is dunya. Nice home, car, living nicely, eat nice. That is the muntaha. We don't think of that ghayb, of the akhirat. And that is the most important. So by making niyat of this farishtas, that life of the of ghayb, of akhirat, qabar, will come in front of us. And if that comes in the kafa bil mar'i wa'azan, kafa bil mauti wa'azan, anyway, that just to think of mort, there is no greater wa'az bayan than that. If a person thinks of mort, Harun al-Rashid, in his time there was this great buzurg who was Majzub, Behlul. And Majzub is that person who, like, he does funny things. In our language we say, who screws are loose. But they were great, great buzurg, connection with Allah Ta'ala. So Harun al-Rashid also informal with him, told him, one day take this walking stick of mine and give it to the most stupid person you find. So he went. Every person he found was more stupid than the previous person. And when a person is only working for dunya, he can have the biggest degrees. Not preparing for akhirat, there is no stupid person than him. Akhirat is the main thing. A person God doesn't know A, B, C. He doesn't know 1, 2, 3. But he's preparing for akhirat, there is no one more entire ulul albab. These are the people of the greatest intelligence who are preparing for akhirat. So anyway, Bahlul went. He found all everyone he meets is more stupid than the previous. Few months, time passed. Then he heard the king is sick. Terminal illness, maradul maut. So he came and visited the king also. They were like friends and informal. So then he asked the king, when he saw that he's on his deathbed, that king, you used to travel around in your country to check around everything is in order, etc. So you should make all the arrangements. He said, 100%. Security, transport, accommodation, food, everything, make proper and on the security intelligence also, everything detailed we should make for the ministers, where they are going to stay, everything we should make, full arrangement. So he said, now you are going to Akhirat. You made your full arrangement there? He said, no, I didn't do for that. Then he gave him his stick back. He said, I didn't find somebody more stupid than you. That you knew you are going to go Akhirat and you didn't prepare for Akhirat. Usually say that when the apartheid government, the Boer, they gave all other communities a homeland. They made Bophuthatswana, Setswana, and they made Venda, and they made how many all homelands? They gave all homeland. But for themselves, they didn't make a homeland. When the government was out of their hand, now they're crying, till today they're crying for a homeland. They want to make in Free State, they want their own homeland. There. So when they had the opportunity, but they are, Quran Sharif says, Qawmam Boora. They are Boora, stupid. Boora means stupid people. So they didn't make the arrangement. So we are even more stupid. If we don't make our homeland in Akhirah, yeah, this is the opportunity. Dunya, mazra'atul Akhirah. Dunya is a tillage, is a farm for Akhirah. This is we are. Yeah, Allah may put us here to make our homeland of Jannah, to make our Jannah, Allah put us here. And if we don't do that, the world can tell us the most clever, most of all degrees and titles and whatever you can have. But if we are not making our homeland, we are not thinking of Akhirat, we are not preparing for Akhirat, then we are even more stupid. So anyway, Maulana Bayazid Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali said, whole namaz, Allah said, aqeemis salata li dhikri. make your namaz solely and exclusively for my remembrance. Namaz, everything is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah taught it to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in namaz, Allah Ta'ala himself kept Durood Sharif also. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And naturally a person's mind will go to, but Allah said that it is only for my remembrance. But Allah put Durood Sharif in there. Why? Because Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. We all know the quality of our namazes. What is our namaz quality? And Allah, Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al muhsinin. Those who do good, Allah doesn't destroy their reward. Allah will give them. So namaz, all are making, but the quality of namaz is such that our namaz should be all rejected. But Allah doesn't want to reject the efforts of people who make effort. Mm. So Allah wanted to accept it. And Durood Sharif is that ibadat which has come in Fatawa Shamiya. Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi writes, As-salatu ala nabi mustajabun qat. That durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100% it is accepted. It is, for us to understand, it's a tow truck. Like you get stuck on the road, you call the tow truck, they come, they pull you. It is like the, what you call that at the airport, that small thing that pulls the whole aeroplane and puts it on the runaway. Tug. It is like that. It is like the docks. When the ship comes in, the tug brings it into the docks. And the tug takes it out. Now the ship, what weight it's carrying. What, how lot of containers and weight, the aeroplane, luggage, passengers, what and what it's containing. But the tug puts it on its course. And then it flies in the air. And the ship sails the oceans, but the tug takes it. Your bus gets stuck, your big 14-ton truck gets stuck. You call the tow truck, it pulls you, it takes you away. This is Durood Sharif. Allah. All your ibadat is stuck, one Durood, and it pulls it into acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. So our namazes are stuck. We know the quality of our namazes. They're not going to be accepted, they are stuck. But that one Durood Sharif, dua, read dua, before dua, read durood. End of dua, read durood. Your dua. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should tell the people, oh people, read dua on your, read durood on your duas. Your duas will be accepted. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum's beautiful poem, Kar salli ala naho zubapar. To kya asar hoga aho fuha mein. That if you haven't got durood, even your sobbing and crying, which is so wonderful and so enjoyable, if tears are flowing, you are feeling humble, but it hasn't got that effect, what durood should. Every person can't cry. And a person who Allah has blessed with crying also, that every time he can't cry. That every person can read Durood Sharif. Oh. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri, rahmatullah Ali, should say, when tears come from the eyes in dua, is a receipt from Allah, your dua is accepted. But the audited receipt is Durood Sharif, which the auditor gave you. That's more strong, that receipt. When you read Durood, and everyone can read Durood Sharif. So Durood Sharif is that ibadah. So Durood is that capsule where we're saying Jazakallah. And we are in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We didn't know, but in the word Salli, Allahumma Salli, all that is included in there. And we are making dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't need our durood. Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali says, Jab arsh se durood aa gaya. When durood has come from the arsh of Allah, what is mine and your durood? When Allah is sending continuously durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we are in need of it. And it's not thrown away, that what is your durood. When that old lady was going to buy Yusuf alayhi salam, somebody told her, Buriya, where you stand a chance? Poor old lady, big ministers are going to be budding. She said, I know I stand no chance, but my name will come in that list. So our name will come in the list that we also send durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Though what is our durood, where we stand? But our name will come in that list. So durood is a wonderful capsule where all these things are included. May Allah give us tawfiq. Start even really. Think of it. When we hear about fazilat of durood, a person says, I'll read 1,000 a day. And before you start, you're stuck already. You don't read. Start with 10 a day. And read the short durud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point, and very important, if we want to be regular with something, fix that slot. That it's after Fajr, and that time I'm not going to do anything else. This is my time, I've put for tilawat of Quran. This is my time, I've put for durud sharif. If we do that, then we will become regular. And the minute we start moving things from its place, it's the first sign that you're going to be giving it up. Now you have to read your Quran before Fajr. Today I'll read it after Fajr. After Fajr, somebody meets you in a masjid. Something else comes about. There your tilawat. And very soon you see, you are making few days tilawat. It's gone for a week. It's gone for a month. Then again you realize, you start. Now fix a time, and in that my time, I'm not going to be doing anything else. This is my time to read my quarter supara, to read my two. And Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali says that it is the right of the Quran Sharif that we must make at least two khatams in a year. And it appears from this, one khatam all make in Ramadan, or we should be making, and one balance of the year. When we can make one khatam in Ramadan, what roza, what everything, tarawih and all, what is it difficult to make one khatam in 11 months? And the hisab I made, if we read about 2.5-3 pages a day, women should double it up, because those few days they cannot read. If we do that, then one khatam, comfort, and 2.5-3 pages is 2.5-3 minutes. Okay. Allah Akbar. Maaz Salim Dhaurat of UK, one of his murids wrote to him that I am not getting time to read Quran Sharif. What a beautiful answer he gave. He said, it's not that you're not getting time, you haven't got the importance of Quran Sharif in your heart. If you had the importance, you'll take off that. Because you haven't got the importance, you got time for cigarette, you got time for TV program, you got time for what and what you got. It isn't you haven't got time. The importance of Quran Sharif is not in your heart. So Quran Sharif is very, very important. Durood Sharif is very, and these are basic things. We will do it, we will see Allah's help, how it will come to us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Anyone, any question or anything?
مسجد نبوی میں جب داخل ہوتے ہیں تو تب جو درود پڑھتے ہیں
وہ بھی And we have seen the practice of many of our, wherever they make namaz, they have the time to go and read durood, salat at the Rauza Mubarak. But every namaz, when they come in, when they leaving, from the point, they face the Rauza Mubarak, and very short, they read durood. And in fact, when a person is passing the Rauza outside the masjid, also stop 2 seconds, read durood, and then carry on.
But to say, Ya
Rasulullah. It's all right.
When we're entering our houses, and we have to make salam, and if nobody's in the house.
When you enter your house, there is no one, or you go in a room, there also you should make salam.
Right.
The salam, it comes, afshaw salam bainakum. The word ifsha that is used here, which is used also for ifsha is sir, to spread a secret. And even today with TV and internet, if you want to spread some news in the world faster than TV and internet, just go and tell your friend, there is a secret, please don't tell anyone. And see how it will spread even far. Actually, salam we were supposed to spread like that. So even when you're entering your bedroom, you come and there's no one. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. We should read that. If there is somebody, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And one sahabi came complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, poverty, hardship. So he said, read durood sharif after your salam. Not loudly, softly, just like. And Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwa Allah. Allah will give a lot of barakah. Salam is very, very important also. And we should make this salam widespread. Today, two people really make salam. One is in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And there also you don't hear salam. Nobody. But the one who makes salam, The next, if you give jawab, I lost my passport, my money is stolen, that person makes salam. Other than that, nobody else makes salam. Only when you got that now, then. And the other is collectors who come in our shops. And they got a style. Assalamu alaikum. They make salam. Besides that, hardly anyone makes salam. And they make it loudly and clearly, properly. And then you know now there's a collector here. Otherwise, nobody makes salam. It's very, very... Labbaik also is gone out of the ummah. At the beginning, we sat in the bus going to Mina 5-6 times. After that, finished. No. And Labbaik had to be... Oh, Jibreel alayhi salam came and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell your sahaba to read Labbaik. And loudly. And today, all these things, we like shy away from it. If we read Bismillah, we are shy to read it. Our du'as at night before sleeping, we don't want the wife also to hear. We read it softly. What are we shy for all this? What secret? And we who are all, almost, I think, all of us are chishtiya. Chishtiya, Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, they're going to be given zanjabila, the strong drinks of Jannah, because they express their love of Allah. Naqshbandiya, conceal this. They keep it quiet. But chishtiya are those people who are vociferous, who make it known. So our salam, our bismillah, alhamdulillah, you don't have to hide it. Don't do it for name and fame, but read it. Make Allah's name, Allahu Akbar. Just see, Addas, he was a slave when Huzur sallallahu alaihi went to Taif. And then the chiefs there didn't listen to him. And they pelted Iyazubillah Nabi sallallahu alaihi with stones, etc. And he was like so tired, like depressed. Down, and then one Allah put some raham in him. He told this one slave, Adas, go and give him this bunch of grapes to eat. When Huzur Salman started, Bismillah ar-Rahman, Adas got, he came in Josh. You reading Bismillah? It is something you found somebody in common or what to us. And he said, yeah. We asked him, from where are you? He said, I'm from Nainawa. Acha, you are from the city of my brother Yunus ibn Matta. So that connection. So Bismillah is very, very important. We should read Bismillah and read it nicely, clearly. Namaz is? Acha. Whenever you stand up to make your namaz, make it as if it is the last namaz. So, and now, as-salatu imaduddin. Namaz is the pillar of deen. If your namaz is correct, your whole deen will come correct. Everything, your whole deen will come correct. And if your deen is correct, your dunya will be corrected. And your akhirat also will be corrected. Today we want to catch the cat by the tail. It turns around and scratches you. Catch it by the neck. We've got it properly under control. If we bring deen under control, Allah will make our dunya also. Allah will make our akhirat also. But we are worried that we must make our dunya right. When everything is right, we are earning enough, nobody is sick, there is no problem, then we'll go for namaz and that. No, you have to start with your deen, correct that, and then Allah will correct your dunya also. That is the correct way. One time in Nizamuddin, they were having meals, and one person was serving water. The glass fell from his hand. So my Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali looked up at him and told him, it looks like your namaz is still not correct. Because your namaz is not correct, this glass fell. So if our namaz is right, our dunya, everything will go right. When we see, we bumping the car, yeah, this is happening, that is happening. And in fact, when you see your children are being disobedient, your wife is being disobedient, or anything, any problem, problems with the neighbors, and it's some guna of ours. Because it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ رَبِّهِ. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah, أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. Allah will, when our matters there are not right, the matters there go wrong. And then Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali is written, Man kana nadruhu ila majari al-qada. A person whose eyes are on majari al-qada. Qada, judgment. Majari, where judgments are issued. And the place of judgments for the whole world. No judge can write guilty or not guilty. Dollar price can't come go up or petrol price can't come down. It all happens there by the Arsh of Allah. What is decreed there comes into the world. So a person whose eyes and knows that everything is happening from there. Man kana nadruhu ila majari al-qada la yufni ayyamuhu fi makhasamatin nas. He doesn't waste his time fighting with people. That you did this to me, you did this, taking him to court. He knows it's happening from there. And he corrects his matters there, Allah corrects the matters here. It is for us to correct our matters there. That is important. A dog also knows, you pick up a stick or a stone, it runs from you. You show it a piece of meat, it comes towards you. A dog also knows, the dog won't run after the stone. When you threw a stone at the dog, that the stone caused me harm. That let me go and bite the stone or something. It knows the person. So, but we don't know that our conditions are coming from there. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Na maane, to kar ke de. Jannat bhi hai, jahannam bhi hai. Na maane, to mar ke de. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Jaise karni, waise bharni. Zarur, marna hai zarur. Qabar mein jana hai zarur. All those things, say, what you do, the result will be like that. So that was the first point. When you make your salah, make it as though it is, if you have corrected your salat, your namaz, Maulana Bayazid Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said this very important point, which Allah gave me tawfiq, that he says, even our maulvis today, we are shy to say namaz now, salat. Everything, and not rahmat, rahmah. All these things here, he says we are shying away from Urdu. He says don't shy away from Urdu. We got our deen from Urdu. So use the Urdu terms. Use the term Roza. Use the term Namaz. Our Urdu terms, use them. Keep ourselves connected with our buzurgs. And like in the UK, Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib, Rahmatullah Damat Barakatuh, one particular thing he said, we went and meet him, and mashallah, these are ulama. He didn't waste time that how's things, how's the weather, and we waste time in all those things there. Immediately he came on important matters of deen. He said, see, the centers of learning in the Muslim world were two. Azhar this side in Egypt and Dioban that side. These were the two main centers. The enemies to take us away from these centers. The Medina University is actually a brainchild of the Jews. They have put Medina University there. And the object of to take the attention of the Muslims away from Azhar that side, which are Shafi, and this idea from Dioband, which are Hanafi. And bring that. And they strictly told the Saudi government, who are like the fuddles, they have to listen to them. Don't interfere with them. What they want to do, let them do everything. So that was one thing. And he said that, yeah, he said, I don't know about you people in South Africa, but yeah, our ulama also all more, like now, like no more Maulana so-and-so. Everyone Sheikh so-and-so. That has become very Sheikh, the Sheikh, that everyone is Sheikh. All those things. Then our clothing has become like the Salafi clothing also. The long Arab, kurta, jubba, all those things. So he said there is a very serious matter which we... And he said this is a disease that has come in the ulama, so the public going to follow suit. So anyway, that was the first point of namaz. The second point, وَلَا تَكَلَّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذَرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't speak such a thing that tomorrow you have to go and excuse yourself, ask for maaf. Tomorrow either means Qiyamah Day or tomorrow, or it means afterwards. You spoke now you have to go back and ask for maaf. How many times it happens? We speak with the wife something, with the workers, with anyone.
Regret.
Now you have to regret. And you have to go ask for maaf. And to ask for maaf, you have to lower yourself. Why you did a thing where you have to lower yourself? So be careful. So the tongue is very, very important. Which comes that یہ کیا حدیث ہے کیا؟ جسمه صغیر و جرمه کبیر، یا مقولہ
امام
ابو حنیفہ، امام ابو حنیفہ رحمت اللہ علیہ، that the tongue is small in weight also, a few grams, and size also, but its guna is very big. Very, very big guna, which comes in the hadith. A person says a word, he doesn't pay any attention, but it takes him to the depths of Jahannam. Mm. And the same also holds, wa ajruhu kabir. It is small, but its reward is also very big. That one word, it comes in the hadith, you say, and it takes you to what heights of Jannah. Mm. So the tongue is very, very important. The second advice of them. And there's no end to it. Min husni islami, al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A perfect Muslim, and this is a good instance to understand that you can't learn deen from the internet and from kitabs. Because this hadith, the translation, a Muslim is he who does not harm other Muslims, neither by his tongue nor by his hand. So if you look at it, the words of it, so a person who harms another Muslim by his hand or tongue, it will mean he's not a Muslim. And if you may give such a fatwa, it's totally against Sharia. He's not a perfect Muslim. So you need an ustad to put that words in brackets and tell you that a perfect Muslim is he who does not hurt. And the Salafis, they do everything, they take the literal meaning of everything. You will go off track completely. And man salim al-muslimu man salim al-muslimuna. So he does not harm other Muslims. One Hindu asked Maulana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah, according to this hadith, it means you can harm non-Muslims. So there also you need that explanation. That why Muslim has been referred? Because a Muslim, his contact, relation, is mostly with Muslim people. His wife, children are Muslims, his contacts are, so therefore Muslim. But it means a Muslim does not wrongly, unduly, unnecessarily harm any person. And ulama have written, even animals are included. Even the environment is included, which even comes in the hadith. Don't urinate or don't do your feces, number two, in water. Under a tree. So don't throw your papers and your cans out of your car window. All that comes in here. Eh? Everything. Don't park in front of somebody's driveway. Don't obstruct and don't stand at the masjid door and you start a conversation. And you're blocking the way other people want to go. Come. Don't leave your shoes lying around. Put, there are shoe racks, put them in. Somebody has an emergency, wants to go toilet. And all the shoes are lying. And he's falling over the shoes and that, and he wants to get to toilet. So a Muslim is he who does not harm any other, cause any harm to any. How many of us, our wives, our habits, how many of us got filthy, dirty habits in the bedroom, in the bathroom? The poor wife, we put her under so much of, it's not permitted at all. And like somebody said, men have to do a PhD, doctor's degree, to know that the difference between a washing basket and the floor. Whenever they take out their clothing, they don't put it in a washing basket, just throw it on the floor. There is the maid, she'll come and pick it up. The wife is a maid. Can't we just put it in the washing basket one time? Why do we have to throw it on the floor? We don't know the difference between the floor and the washing basket. So we must not cause any harm. Masjid toilets, whether it's at home and particularly public toilets, sitting and smoking in there, wasting time, the queue is standing outside. People now want to go and we leave the toilet in a dirty way. We don't want to use a toilet that is dirty, but we leave it dirty. The bathroom at home, don't, the wife is not your maid. You used it, you leave it reasonably clean. You don't have to do the final all cleaning, that will be done. But at least reasonably, don't mess everything. So that is the second. That don't speak such a thing that tomorrow you have to be sorry for what you said. And the last one, wa ajma'il ayas fima aidin nas. Put together all your losing of hope in what other people have got. In other words, don't be greedy what Allah has given to others. Your brother, your sister, your neighbors, they got a wonderful house, car, business. Don't be greedy. Islam didn't stop you from making effort. Make your effort how much you can. But don't have the greed for this. If you have that, if you are five times namazi, tahajjud, guzar, you're making du'as, then your thoughts will go into that now. Now you won't get enjoyment in your du'a. Now you want money. How can I make money? then you start making effort in that. Now you won't get time for your tahajjud, for your tilawat, etc. Because now you want dunya. If you don't get it, then you'll start becoming jealous of the people who got it. And then you'll start taking out faults in them. They buy stolen goods, they do backdoor business, that's why they rich. Now you'll fall into riba. If you get dunya, very likely you'll fall into other gunas now. More dunya, pride will come into you. All that. So don't have that greed. And what Allah gives you, Allah looks after it. When Allah gives you, then Allah looks at that. Nobody can harm you. Not the tax man, not the crooks, no one. And what you make your own effort and you break the laws of Allah and get, Allah leaves you and Allah doesn't care in which valley you go and get destroyed. And then if you're calling, bringing destruction upon yourself. So three great advices. That your namaz when you make it, that this is my last namaz of my life. And be careful what you speak. Control your tongue. And don't have greed in you. Jazakum Allah for coming. Hazrat farmate hai, when you get ears, then the tongue starts speaking. If there are no ears, you know. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Na'mal Alim. In ihtija ilayhi nafa'a. Na'mal faqih. Very blessed is that alim, that faqih, that when people are in need of him, he benefits the people. When istughni anhu. And if people are independent, they don't pay any attention, then he istaghna. He stays away also. He does his own thing. He's got enough things. Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that if people don't donate to the madrasa, people don't send their children, he say, we got no problem. We lock the doors and we make zikr. Our object is to please Allah. Our object is not to run a darul ulum. Our object is to please Allah Ta'ala. So if no people don't send money, people don't send their children, we make Allah zikr. So in the alim, if people ask him, they benefit. Well, if not, he'll make his tilawat, make his zikr, he'll do his work, what he has to do.
How should one's focus be at Roza Mubarak?
One which our Shaykh Damat Barakatum Jazawumullah Khair says, that make this muraqabah, that Allah's unlimited torrents of rahmat are coming down on Roza Mubarak. And I'm standing here, oh Allah, let a few splashes fall on me also. Which Hadrat also explains, which I put in my words, that the glass of your heart, let it face the right way. If it's upside down, you put it under Niagara Falls without no water. If it's the right way up, and from a tap, one drop in an hour, it will get full. And for that reason, you have to go to Mashayikh. They will put the glass of your heart the right way. Hadrat says that one Buzurg, and Hazrat says it with great enjoyment. His murids were going for Hajj. So he says, hey, where are you people going? See, we're going for Hajj, Nafil Hajj. He says, you know the owner of the house? You know Allah? They say, no, we don't know. He says, hey, where are you going? Come here by me. Stay 1 year by me. Let me introduce you, teach you who is the owner. Then you go and make go. Then your tawaf is different. Otherwise, the Hindus object to us Muslims. They say, you people say we worship idols, you people worship the biggest idol. You people are worshipping Kaaba Sharif. You're going 7 times around. Outwardly, it is like idol worship. So they have that ateraz on us. So Hadrat says, why? Because we haven't got the real. We are not the Kaaba, we are a person who makes, so to say, tawaf around Allah. Like a child wanting something from her mother. A sweet or whatever it is, and going around the mother, holding the dress, crying and that, the tawaf should be like that. That around, if we don't have Allah in our mind, just the Kaaba Sharif, then we give them a chance to have this objection against us. But if we realize we are making tawaf of around Allah Ta'ala, so to say, Allah is everywhere, Allah knows Hishan is as Hishan is. So then it is completely different. So at Roza Mubarak, that is one. And Adab Ihtiram, which Hazrat's one whole poem is. Who Madde Nazar Ihtiram al Madina. The respect and honor at Roza Mubarak. And Hazrat Shaykh has written quite a bit. Don't look at the beautiful lights and the writing on the walls and all that. Understand in front of who we are going. The greatest personality. and they adapt where such places like, for example, you are with your family, your kurta is also out, you're sitting casually, no problem. But some visitors come, now you sit in front of, now this in front of Allah's Rasul, your thoughts also must be so pure, your mind, your heart must be so pure. Where are you?